Earlier this year, a mall in downtown Burlington was mostly demolished to make way for a development that would include the tallest building in the city at 14 stories. But construction on that project has paused for the last few weeks as the developer, Don Sinnix, has not had the financing required under an agreement with the city. This week, the Burlington City Council voted to change the agreement to get things moving again, but there are more potential obstacles on the horizon. 7 Days reporter Katie Jickling has been following this, and she joins me now. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Henry.
So the city council has allowed developer Don Sinnix to continue with his project for now, but are city officials worried about his ability to get the necessary financing to complete this project?
Well, potentially these obstacles could be bad news for Burlington, city officials said last night at city council meeting. This is a really big deal for Burlington. It faced faced legal opposition, and some citizens were up in arms. And potentially, this will be, and it will be, the biggest building in Vermont once it's built at 14 stories. These hitches may either slow it down, or worst case scenario, basically, city officials are planning for what happens if financing doesn't come through as planned or things go south.
Okay. And like you mentioned, this isn't the first delay. The development faced legal challenges and opposition. And then earlier this year, asbestos was found during the demolition of the mall. Do you have a sense of how far behind schedule construction is at this point?
They're about 4 months behind. Given the city council decision last night, the developer can move forward, even though he doesn't have some key parts, including a $200 million loan to build the rest of the mall. So some city councilors were worried that potentially that might mean, in a worst case scenario, that there's a big hole in the ground or just a foundation there.
Right. So $200 million, that seems, is that the majority of the money that he needs to build this project?
Yes. He has $56 million from his own company and from another partner. But that $200 million will fill out the rest and will basically allow the mall to be built.
You've also reported that Don Sinnix, the developer, has clashed somewhat with his contractor. Is that right?
There have been ongoing disputes, and rumors have been flying in Burlington about his contract manager, PC Construction. Nobody was really willing to talk about it, but Don says that they will resolve those disputes.
Okay. Are city leaders concerned about that potential dispute at this point?
There are a lot of big ifs in this project. And some people say that, a few hitches are normal if you're building a 14-story multi-use building. Other people say, well, this is the start of what could potentially be a decline, a long, slow decline for Don Sinnix and for Burlington as a whole.
Katie Jickling is a reporter for 7 Days. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.